FHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Michael Wallace, the 100,000 people attending tomorrow's memorial service for Charlie Kirk in Glendale, Arizona, better get there early. Here's CBS's Andres Gutierrez.
The Department of Homeland Security has classified the memorial as a level one security event. It's the same level of protection as the Super Bowl. It means that local, state, and federal law enforcement are all coordinating security. Those going should expect airport-style screening and a strict no-bag policy. Police are already warning about long lines at the gates and asking people to be patient. Parking lots will open as early as 7 a.m. and doors to the stadium an hour later at 8. The program itself begins at 11 local time. Although it will be first-come, first-served seating, people are encouraged to register online ahead of time.
A CDC advisory panel is not recommending COVID shots for all Americans. CBS News medical contributor Dr. Celine Gounder is editor-at-large for public health at KFF.
The major change is that your healthcare provider may not recommend the COVID vaccine to you, but if you ask for it and have a conversation with your healthcare provider, in all likelihood, you will be able to get it. And pharmacists at retail pharmacies do count as a healthcare provider, so it does not have to be your regular primary care provider or pediatrician.
Gen Z's credit scores are dropping.
Generation Z, born from the late 1990s to the early 20-teens, has seen its credit score drop more than any other generation over the past year, caused largely by student loan debt. That's from credit scoring company FICO. The total national average credit score in the nation dropped 2 points this year to 715, but Gen Z's average score dropped 3 points to 676, the largest year-over-year decrease among any age group since 2020. Michael Toscano, CBS News.
You can watch a sold-out concert tonight for free.
I think it would be wrong not to call Bad Bunny an icon for Latin music.
Bad Bunny performs the 31st show of his residency, the last in San Juan tonight, and it will be live streamed on Amazon and Twitch free. Tomas Mir writes for Rolling Stone.
Puerto Rico has gone through so much that this is like a moment of pure celebration.
The show also marks 8 years since Hurricane Maria devastated the island. Pablo Jose Hernandez is Puerto Rico's representative in Congress.
I want tourists to celebrate Puerto Rico's unique identity.
Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
The NFL Today on CBS will celebrate its 50th anniversary tomorrow. The pregame show's original host, Brent Musburger, will return, as will the set and music. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Catch Farm Report updates throughout the day from the Midwest Farm Report right here on 97.5 WFHR. Farm news that impacts you and your community from the Midwest Farm Report throughout your day on 97.5 WFHR.
Central Wisconsin weather. I'm Corey Hartman. Showers and thunderstorms today. Highs in the upper 60s. Lows in the upper 50s tonight with scattered storms. And a few showers and thunderstorms on Sunday with a high near 72. 55 Sunday night. 72 again on Monday with an afternoon storm possible.
It's 64 at our studios.
Maggie Dawn.
At the top of the show, I'll be joined by Professor Howard Schwaber of the University of Wisconsin-Madison. We discuss what went down on Friday at the CDC and what that portends for expertise in America. Don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6. This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
There's a girl. She's over there. She's wearing real tight blue jeans, almost splitting at the seams. There's a girl. She's over there. She must be heaven sent. I hope she's meant for me.
Hi, this is Mark Jansen from the Brass Express. You know, a few years ago, the boys from Baltimore recorded a medley called The Sweethearts of Polka Music. Right now, we'd like to bring you up to date just a bit with some of the latest babes of polka music.
I want a girl named Cindy from the city. I want a girl named Cindy in my life. With the sunshine in her hair, she sure looks pretty. And I want that girl named Cindy.
my soul on fire. I've got to have her for my own, 'cause that's my heart's desire. I love Wanda, she's my partner, and I don't mean maybe. She's so fine, she's gotta be mine, she's got to be my baby.
Here comes that foxy lady, Wanda.
Моя сводка Юлча, как беглунна, як лалечка, моя сводка Юлча, как беглунна, як лалечка, моя сводка Юлча.
She's my Juliana, my Julie, Juliana. She's a beauty, what a cutie, that's my Juliana. She's a beauty, what a cutie, that's my Juliana.
She does 50 right away, and that's still in the driveway. I wish that she would slow down while we're driving through the town. She don't know her left from right. She scares everyone in sight. Oh, I don't know what to do. Stoplight's red, she goes right through. Every time she hits the brakes, it gives me a bad headache. I just can't go on no more. Someone help me out the door. You gotta have some nerves of steel with my Stella at the wheel. Who looked like a woman.
of a chance do I stand on a scale from 1 to 10? How married are you, Marianne?
Ah, take us home, Rich.
So I headed for the hills. A town called Altoona is where I met Gail. Her dad was a judge, got me 2 years in jail. I've walked all the roads from Maine to D.C. Can't get a ride after they look at me. I ain't got no money, I ain't got no shoes, but I've got me a woman and got me some booze. Oh, the seat of my pants are worn mighty thin from sitting in bars and living this life of sin. Please take my advice, friend, or you're bound to lose with 100-proof women and 100-proof booze.
Mark Jansen and the Brass Express, huh? Yeah, and there's a girl. What's the name? There's a girl medley is the name of that one. So welcome to the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show. Your host, Tim, the Polka Guy, keeping you company here for the next, 50 minutes or so. Glad you could join us. Lots of good music here on the way. Speaking of some good music, we're going to take a little ride on the old 400. What do you think?
Thank you.
Yeah, the old 400 making its way to Adams, Wisconsin. Yeah, that's where that's going. Okay, let's continue here with the music of Cousin Fuzzy and his cousins. Here's one of his old recordings, the Ping Pong Polka. Cousin Fuzzy and his cousins and the Ping Pong Polka. Let's play another one here off of that album, huh? Last Night on the Back Porch.
Thank you. there, good looking. How do you do? You know, I've been wondering what's cooking between me and you. You know, ever since I saw your lovely face, I dream of you and your embrace.
So let's get together, go out on the town, singing and dancing and smooching around. Hold me, hug me, I want some loving with you.
Hey, good looking polka. And with that, we're going to take a little station break right now, right here on AM 1320, WFHR, FM 97.5, and on the Civic Media Network is where we are. But we'll be right back with Tim the Polka Guy and the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show. So stick around, more to come.
Locally grown radio, WFHR.
Does Trump's big bill end taxes on tips and overtime? No. President Donald Trump's new law exempts certain tip and overtime income from federal tax. But the deductions expire in 2028 and come with limits. Workers earning under $150,000 can deduct up to $25,000 in tips and $12,500 in overtime. Social Security, Medicare, and state taxes still apply. The Tax Policy Center says 2% of households will benefit from the tip provision, saving $1,800. The White House estimates $1,400 in average annual savings from the overtime deduction. I'm Tricia Young for Wisconsin Watch. Fact briefs are bite-sized fact checks of trending claims produced by Wisconsin Watch and GigaFact. Read more at wisconsinwatch.org.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids Home for Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Ah, yeah, the polka party moves right ahead here, huh? And we're going to play a tune called Four in the Morning. And this is from the Bowery Boys. Or the Bower Boys? That's it. The Bower Boys.
It's four in the morning, and once more the dawning just woke up the wanting in me. Wishing I'd never met her, knowing if I'd forget her, how much better off she would be. The longer I hold on, the longer this goes on, and the harder that it's gonna be. But it's four in the morning, and once more the dawning just woke up the wanting in me. I never deserved her, God knows, when I hurt her, that's the last thing that I'd want to do. She tries, but she can't tell how she feels, but I know too well what she's going through. If I loved her so much, I don't know why I can't do the right thing and just let her be. It's four in the morning, and once more the dawning just woke up the wanting in me. Thank you. night I told her this time it's all over, making 10 times I told her goodbye. Last night we broke up, this morning I woke up, for the 10th time I'm changing my mind. I saw more love in her eyes when I left her than most foolish men will ever see. But it's 4 in the morning and once more the dawning just woke up the wanting in me. 4 in the morning and once more the dawning just woke up the wanting in me.
Listening to locally grown radio WFHR.
You're listening to locally grown radio WFHR, Rapids Home for Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays from 6 to 9 a.m.
CBS News Brief. 100,000 people will attend tomorrow's memorial service for Charlie Kirk in Arizona. CBS's Andres Gutierrez.
The Department of Homeland Security has classified the memorial as a level one security event. It's the same level of protection as the Super Bowl. It means that local, state, and federal law enforcement are all coordinating security.
A CDC advisory panel is not recommending COVID shots for everyone. CBS News medical contributor Dr. Celine Gounder.
The major change is that your healthcare provider may not recommend the COVID vaccine to you, but if you ask for it and have a conversation with your healthcare provider, in all likelihood, you will be able to get it.
CBS's Deborah Rodriguez says you can watch a big concert for free tonight.
Bad Bunny performs the 31st show of his residency, The Last, in San Juan tonight, and it will be live streamed on Amazon and Twitch free.
The residency has boosted Puerto Rico's economy. CBS News Brief, I'm Michael Wallace.
Crockett Septic provides professional septic system pumping, inspections, and portable sanitation rentals. Trust the experts and keep your system running smoothly. Call Crockett Septic today, 715-712-3456, or visit CrockettSeptic.com.
Every 15 seconds, someone is diagnosed with cancer.
If it's happened to you or someone you love, the American Cancer Society can help at every step of the journey. Visit cancer.org today.
97.5 WFHR, locally grown radio, and home to mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
Central Wisconsin weather. I'm Corey Hartman. Showers and thunderstorms today. Highs in the upper 60s. Lows in the upper 50s tonight with scattered storms. And a few showers and thunderstorms on Sunday with a high near 72. 55 Sunday night. 72 again on Monday with an afternoon storm possible.
It's 64 at our studios.
Staples presents That Was Easy.
Our office computers were from like 2012.
What? They had computers then?
Yeah, I don't know much about new tech.
Apparently.
So I went to Staples and saved big on an AI-powered HP laptop and HP OfficeJet Pro printer, which also came with 3 months of free Instant Ink.
And we're back in this century. During Staples HP Tech Event, save up to 35% on HP printers and up to 40% on AI-powered HP PCs.
That was easy.
In-store, online, and on the app. In 11-1, select models only.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
You've probably heard about investors who got in on the ground floor of a company that grew to be a huge success. But successful investing isn't about luck or genius. Instead, it's about building durability. Here are some suggestions. First, think long term. Most investors make their money over time, not overnight. You'll want a well-diversified portfolio of quality investments and plan to own them for the long term. Next, invest in quality. For stocks, quality is often measured by the steadiness of earnings and dividend growth over time. For bonds, one measure is an investment-grade credit rating with a relatively low risk of default. And finally, build a long-term strategy to provide a roadmap for your investment choices. You may want to make changes periodically, but do it for the right reasons, like changing goals or tolerance for risk.
This content was provided by Edward Jones for use by Clay Kanopi, your Wisconsin Rapids Edward Jones financial advisor at 715-421-0958.
Locally grown radio, WFHR.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Hey, hey, welcome back to the Polka Party. Oh, yeah, we have a tune going out to the Castle Rock Lake area. Mm-hmm. And I found this one here called the Castle Rock Polka. We'll call it the Castle Rock Lake Polka. Castle Rock Polka. Good tune, don't you think? I thought so, too. Hey, we have no beer today, and with the change of the lyrics, this was back when they had the gas shortage, the fake gas shortage. Yeah, they... I remember back, I'd drive around the block and go put gas in it again. You know what I mean? It's just, they only gave you a couple gallons of gas that day. And I'm going, well, we'll just drive around the block. Oh, they weren't that busy, luckily. But here's No Beer Today.
I was driving through this town one Sunday afternoon, and all I had was $1.
$1!
I stopped into this bar and ordered up a beer, and you should have heard the bartender holler.
What did he say?
No beer today, no beer today. You can buy beer on Sunday. No beer today, no beer today. You gotta come around on Monday. No beer today, no beer today. You can buy beer on Sunday. No beer today, no beer today. You gotta come around on Monday.
He said, well, let's see, we got Lone Star, PBR, Rolling Rock, Shiner Bock, Moose Tool, Old Gold, Zubrez, Edenbach, Chevy, Ed's, Coors Light, of course, you got Red Stripe, Amstel, Amsterdam, and the tall can of Kutcha, Miller Lite, Guinness, Pride, the Pine Quest, Doppelbach, Lager, take a swallow, cause it's going fast, Hisky, and a lot of Line and Kugels, open up your wallet, no time to be frugal, there's 99 bottles of beer on the wall. Bottles of beer. Take one down and pass it around. 98 bottles. beers, and before we knew it, we needed another. So I told the bartender, we need more beer. So he thought for a second, said, well, let's see here. We got Rio Grande, River Rock, Tecate with a twist off those Perros, Dos Equis, root beer if you're driving. Bud Light in a nice red and white koozie. A dozen wheat beers on tap if you choose. Got Heineken, Killian's, Labatt's, and Beck's. Ice cold Corona with the limes in the necks. Yingling chilling with the old Milwaukee's best. Sam Adams and Bennett, even half of the rest of them. 98 bottles of beer on the wall. People really like to drink, so before we knew it, they were out of beer. Aww.
Are you kidding?
So we started with the Cuervo, Bacardi, Gold, Margarita, straight tequila, Yashinov, Cospedatus, then we wet our whistle with a single malt scotch, CC, and a jello shot. Captain Morgan poured some more than Polish cherries, Bloody Marys, Blenderbobs blended up something scary, Everclear, Absolute, and Amaretto. I don't remember much, but I never will forget those 99 bottles of beer on the wall.
That is the D Street Band, with 99 bottles of beer. In pretty good tune, huh? Boy, can he rattle those names off. I would have been all tongue-tied by the time that, yeah. Oh, let's see here. Let's try, what was going to play here? Another one from their album, and there you will never find another you. Another you. That is the D Street Band. Hey, you know what? With that, we're going to take a little station break. We'll be back with more of the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show with your host, Tim, the Polka Guy, right here on WFHR, the Civic Media Network, And where are we at here? We're at 1320 on the AM dial, FM 97.5. We'll be right back right after these tunes, or these tunes, these messages.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids Home for Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
Pro Savings Days are back at Lowe's. My Lowe's Pro Rewards members save even more with limited-time doorbuster deals. Save $5 on 24-count Contractor's Choice 42-gallon trash bags, now just $14.78. Plus, get your choice DeWalt Elite Series saw blades for $9.98. Not a Pro Rewards member? Join for free today at Lowe's. Valid through 9/17. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Football season is back on Prize Picks. You and I make decisions every day, but on Prize Picks, being right can get you paid. So don't miss any of the action this season with Prize Picks, where it's good to be right. Download the Prize Picks app today. Use my code Rome and get $50 in bonus credit instantly in lineups when you play $5. That's code Rome on Prize Picks to get $50 bonus credit instantly in lineups when you play $5. Win or lose, you'll get $50 bonus credit in lineups just for playing. It's guaranteed. Prize Picks, it's good to be right. You do have to be present in certain states. Visit PrizePicks.com for restrictions and details.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Well, so quickly our time has gone by here on the Polka Party. Got maybe about 7 minutes left. And I can probably get in maybe about three songs, I think. Yeah. And we're going to kick things off here with the old Hank Haller Orchestra from the early 60s, and this one is entitled My Wife is a Happy Polka. Keller and My Wife is Happy Polka. On that same particular album, he did a tune called Schnapps. That was his final word.
That was his final word. The angels came and took him away. Schnapps, that was his final word. The angels came and took him away. And so up he went to heaven.
Heaven.
And they served him only milk.
Milk?
When you're used to only schnapps, my friend, a glass of
erstes Wort, dann trugen ihn die Englein fort. Ja, Schnaps, das war sein letztes Wort, dann trugen ihn die Englein fort. Und so kam in den Himmel, und mein hat den Milchserver gegen die CIA-Behandlung hat.
Yeah, Schnapps. Yeah, I love that. Now we're going to turn to Herb Eberle and the Krauss House Polka. And they're going to take us out of our program. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in. Glad you could join us today. Tell a friend that we are here every Saturday and Sunday afternoons, 1 o'clock. Have yourself a great week, everybody. From all of us here at WFHR, have yourself a good one. Bye-bye now.
Gestern war ich bei dem Kraushaus, im Kraushaus, im Kraushaus. Gestern war ich bei dem Kraushaus, zum sehen der neue Bibelbuch. Lustige Musiker, der spielt jede Woche im Gasthaus überall. Und die Barbara Krauss in der schöne Hausfrau mit zwei kleinen Büblern, ein Mädel in ein Bund. So, jetzt gehen wir wieder bei dem Kraushaus, ihr Kraushaus, ihr Kraushaus. Jetzt gehen wir wieder bei dem Kraushaus und trinken ein bisschen Bier.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we get to know one candidate for Secretary of State, another for the state Senate District number 17, all coming up. Join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings 9 to 11.
Smokey the Bear.
Then you know why Smokey tells you when he sees you passing through. Remember, please be careful, it's the least that you can do.
It's what you desire, don't play with matches, don't play with fire.
After 80 years of learning his wildfire prevention tips, Smokey Bear lives within us all. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com. And remember,
only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids home for the Todd Allball Show, weekday afternoons from 2 to 4.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR, 1320 AM, W248DE, Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by T-Mobile Business Advantage.
I'm Michael Wallace. More than 100,000 people are expected to attend tomorrow's memorial service for assassinated political activist Charlie Kirk. State Farm Stadium, the home of the Arizona Cardinals, only seats 60,000. A hockey arena next door will take in the overflow. Jose Santiago is with the Glendale Police Department.
Not only are we handling the security
for this event outside of the venue, we still have an entire city that we still have to protect.
CBS News has learned law enforcement agencies are tracking several threats of unknown credibility against tomorrow's memorial. CBS's Chris Van Cleve tells us several federal agencies will be on hand to help keep the event safe.
The Department of Homeland Security has designated the memorial as a level one security event on par with the Super Bowl. Hundreds of state, federal, and local law enforcement will work side by side, with the U.S. Secret Service taking the lead. Security measures include uniforms.